Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What else, Joe? I think we need to talk about something that
I think may matter. A little more serious, and that's what's going on over in Iran. Thomas Callender is a senior research fellow for defense programs, naval warfare, and advanced technologies, and he joins us now. Thomas, good morning. How are you?
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning, guys.
Good to have you.
It's good to have you. So it sounds like we came pretty close to launching an attack on Iran, and President Trump decided with 10 minutes left before the strike took place to call it off. What would have been the benefit to attack Iran over the downing of an unmanned drone?
I mean, first I'll say I think the president made the right decision in this case. One, to kind of give some time to see if Iran is willing to de-escalate and potentially resume talks. And also, trying not to de-escalate. The positive point, if the U.S. did conduct retaliatory strike against radar sites and missile sites, similar to the ones that downed, the U.S. drone, will be to show kind of that, the U.S. is responding to this. And in a proportional manner, taking out the military platforms, they took out our platform, not an escalatory manner would be that. It's a very interesting situation with these unmanned drones as opposed to a manned drone of essentially what is proportionality. And that was played into the president's decision not to conduct a strike for an unmanned platform that could potentially result in the loss of 150 Iranian lives.
Aside from their the fact that they are major sponsors of international terrorism, both in the Middle East and in everywhere. The fact is, what would be the effects if the United States were to get involved more than we are as far as a war? It seems to me that their best power is just to screw up the Middle East.
Yeah, I mean, a war, and that's what most people really realize, a war with Iran, if we, really escalated, it would be a much different war than Iraq was, or even, the actions we took in Syria, or even, Libya, when we removed, the Obama administration moved, Gaddafi. They're much more capable in their, as we've seen in some of their air missiles, some of their long-range ballistic and cruise missiles. So not only what they could attempt to do against our forces in the region, but also retaliatory strikes against the Saudis,
yes,
Israelis, the UAE, and everything in the area. They could retaliate in many ways, both with their own forces and, as you said, through some of these proxy terrorist forces.
So let's say the USA attacks Iran at some point. What is Iran's response? What should we be worried about?
So I think they would do a multi-pronged attack. As I said, probably launch they have hundreds of mines they could lay in the shipping channels there of the Strait of Hormuz, only about 20
right.
miles wide.
Right.
Similar to what they did back in the tanker wars of the 80s. Potentially, they lots of land-based cruise missiles, similar to the ones that they gave the Houthis that they fired on our destroyers back in the Red Sea a couple of years ago, as well as, I'd say, coordinated more proxy attacks from Hezbollah, Hamas against Israel, against potentially things going on in Iraq, against the Saudis and in Yemen and elsewhere. So I think I'm trying to stir unrest in multiple ways, some asymmetric, because they just can't go head-to-head with us and our allies if we align against them.
Thomas Callender, by the way, was born in Bridgeport, just so you'll all know he's a hometown guy. So,
yes, I am.
Well, I wanted to get that done. Okay, so I think to a lot of people, though, it's kind of like, well, it's over there. Yeah, granted, it's the Middle East and all that. But, really, what could Iran do to us? I guess that's the question.
Right, that's what I was trying to get at. So,
yeah, and for, the U.S., right, obviously, if we pulled our forces out, and even if we defended our forces that we have in the region, yes, we could very well defend ourselves and retaliate against their forces and kind, their Navy and elsewhere. But the real piece, and it's not, is the broader what's going to happen broader to the region and economically. You know, although the U.S. gets very little oil from the
right.
region now, about 10%.
Right.
But again, 20% of the world's oil and 30% of seaborne oil travels through there. So if even if Iran were to shut down the Gulf, the impacts upon a lot of Europe and Asia and then the economic reverberations would be felt here at home by the American public.
All right. Well, Mr. Callender, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being on, and I'm
sure we'll talk again.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, sir. 756 WTIC. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.